exactly 20 minutes after the second hour of the show. And we're still having ourselves some great times, not only to great music, but also thought-provoking conversations and some great competitions. Speaking about competitions, here is one that you never want to miss out on. Be the best in class with incredible connections and stand a chance to win one of three 1,000 Rand vouchers. Simply enter our Facebook competition, find the incredible connection post, like it, tag at Incredible Connections and share your feel incredible moment. Entries will close this Wednesday at midnight and winners will be announced on Thursday. Incredible Connections, live connected. So it's time for us to get into our chats on Drive. How you doing? All right, so I've got a very interesting story to share with you guys. And this time it's so inspirational because it speaks of, you know, usual people that are doing unusual things in you know, their careers.
Yeah.
So I learned of a story of two TUT students from Soshanguve that, you know, worked so hard, you know, in terms of the 4IR that they are now going to travel to Toronto. Listen to the story. It's below freezing and a chilly cocktail of rain and snow has just begun to fall in Toronto. As a jet lagged Sipamandla Mangina as well as Pilanjalo Ndlovu get ready to present their invention to a room full of strangers from more than 20 countries. Mangina and Ndlovu are final year IT students from TUT and they are representing South Africa at the Red Bull Basement University Global Workshop, which is a platform for students from around the world to share innovative ideas for positive change. The aim is of being to use technology for good to improve the life of other students. Now, this is a very, very nice story.
Yeah,
don't you
man.
Think?
Yeah, man.
I mean, these two brothers are from Soshanguve. And, you know, not being from Pitori. But Soshanguve was fell blind.
You know? Why?
I think you're talking about,
right? Because
I feel like all they know is partying, you know.
Hey, man, I got two friends who are from Sosha. And
they like partying, right?
Yo, you know, yo, every time I'm out, it's them.
So you understand the kind of stigma that we have attached to people that are from Soshanguve.
Mm.
So with this story being read of these two, you know, usual brothers, typical brothers from Soshanguve, making great moves, not only within, you know, the local Mzansi platform, but also, you know, even abroad. I mean, imagine traveling all the way to Toronto just because of an invention that you made because of your IT career.
Yeah, man, it's very nice. And for the fact that, like, from Sosha.
Mm.
Wow, man.
It's really unusual.
Yeah, man.
With the said and done, I want to know from you guys, what are the most unusual jobs that you've heard people do? I would have never thought that a person from Soshanguve can come up with such a great idea. I'm sorry for Lipier, but that's just the stigma that I've attached to people from Soshanguve. Asorka Letella is just, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that has this idea in my mind. So let's change how people think. Let's rather, instead of, you know, letting people think that people from Soshanguve are no good for anything else but partying, let them know that we can also travel to Toronto and, you know, do great things. I've heard of a woman who's actually a video game player and it has actually took her country to country and she's been making guap for doing that.
Hey.
That is one unusual job that I've heard of someone do and they actually coining it just because of playing games. Imagine getting paid just to play games. That is very unusual. 0817255228 is where you can voice note us or text us via WhatsApp. And also you may find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram as at UJFM. You may also stream us live right now on www.uj.ac.za. Don't forget to hashtag it, hashtag UJFM Drive, hashtag Monday Motivation, and hashtag Chats on Drive. We'll be right back.